I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Catholic agencies have said they are concerned with the dramatic drop in Syrian refugees that the United States has accepted. The decrease comes as the U.S. government launched missile strikes in Syria this weekend against the Syrian government for suspected chemical weapons attacks. Over 10 million people have been displaced as a result of Syria's civil war that has been going on for 7 years. So far this year, the U.S. government has only accepted 11 Syrian refugees, compared to 790 in the same amount of time in 2016. Over 15,000 Syrian refugees were resettled in the U.S. in 2016, and a little over 3,000 in 2017. At the current pace of 2018, the U.S. will resettle less than 50 this year. Bill O'Keefe, Vice President for Government Relations and Advocacy for Catholic Relief Services, stated, quote, "These refugees are the neighbors Jesus told us to love in the gospel. We can safely welcome thousands of these women, men, and children to our country." U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley stated that new economic sanctions will be handed out to Russia for enabling the Syrian government under Bashar Assad to continue using chemical weapons. Haley noted that Russia has blocked 6 attempts by the U.N. Security Council to make it easier to investigate chemical weapons. In an interview, Haley said, quote, "The international community will not allow chemical weapons to come back into our everyday life." She also said that the U.S. will not be pulling troops out of Syria because the work there is, quote, "not done." Before withdrawing from Syria, Haley said the U.S. wants to make sure chemical weapons can't be used in a way that hurts national interest, the Islamic State group is defeated, and a way to be able to keep an eye on Iran's actions is established. A video went viral over the weekend depicting two men being arrested from a Philadelphia Starbucks. The men were sitting in the coffee shop waiting for a friend to arrive and hadn't ordered anything. Reports are an employee called police and said the men were trespassing. Officials stated that police officers were told that the men had asked to use the bathroom, but were refused access because they hadn't ordered anything and that they refused to leave. The men were later released and the district attorney said there was a lack of evidence a crime had been committed. Demonstrators arrived at the Starbucks this morning to protest the arrest and treatment of the men. The CEO of Starbucks said in television interviews that the arrests were, quote, "reprehensible," and that he hoped to talk to the men to discuss a, quote, "constructive solution." Fighting at a South Carolina prison has left 7 inmates dead and 17 people injured. The fights broke out a little after 7 p.m. last night, and the prison was secure by 3 a.m. this morning. According to a tweet by South Carolina's Department of Corrections, multiple altercations between prisoners broke out in 3 different housing units. The prison Lee Correctional Institution houses around 1,500 inmates, which includes some of the state's most violent and longest serving. Pope Francis has written the introduction for the book Potere e Denaro, or Power and Money, which looks at what the Pope has said and written about the economy, business, social justice, poverty, and care for creation. In the introduction, Pope Francis says that finance and the economy affect every society and every person, and they also affect a person's quality of life and death, and even how much worth a person's life has. The Pope urged Christians to, quote, "denounce personal and social sins committed against God and neighbor in the name of the God money and of power for its own sake." For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.